and welcome to Sunshot Soak Out Podcast. I am alive. I have not posted a real episode in a very, very, very long time. So I apologize. Today I thought we could do... Well, I didn't really know. And I had a lot of ideas in the Q&A of the other episode, my last episode. And I will get to do most of those, so thank you for everyone that did that. But for now, I just wanted a quick topic I'm able to do. And basically, I have an app called DIY, and I'm new to it, but it has courses where you can learn stuff. And one of the new ones is how to become a podcaster. So I'm like, I should try this and see if I've done anything wrong. I have not listened or watched or whatever any of the videos it has, so I thought we could do it together. I have my second device here, and we are in the welcome section, getting started. Press start. Oh, before I get too far, I want to apologize for background noise. My dad is doing some hammering and it's really annoying. I've done everything I can, like shut the window and stuff, but yeah, it hopefully won't be for too long. But yes, so anyway, first stage is called getting started. Ow. And there's a video, so tap on the video, I guess. It just says how to become a podcaster. Here we are.
Like it too.
That's my sidekick, otherwise known as my mama. I'm the one who helps explain the complicated big news stories. Never mind, find all the sound effects.
And mix them together.
Okay, she's also the sound engineer. So I'm half Indian and half American, and I was born in England. So I usually spend my summers traveling halfway around the world to see my family and friends.
But back when the infamous pandemic struck and we were all in lockdown mode, stuck at home,
we decided to bring the world to us by creating a world news podcast.
It helped that we were both massive podcast nerds.
Yep, there were many days we listened to podcasts for hours.
And hours.
So I jumped at the chance to make my own. And I'm proud to say within our first 6 months, Musical.ly made many must-listen lists.
I want to see if they use Anchor. They probably do, because I don't know any other free podcast creating websites or apps.
Yeah, including the U.S. School Library Journal and the New York Times 30 Best Podcasts for Children list, though a lot of adults like it too.
Of course, making a podcast is pretty different to just listening to one.
Obviously, this podcast is better than mine.
It can be a lot of work at times, but boy, is it rewarding. And so, with the help of my sidekick here, we're going to tell you all our top tips and secrets so you can learn how to make a podcast too. Right here on DIY.org.
Yeah, so on DIY, which I said. Well, that was only the first one. Okay, so now is what to expect on this course in the next video. DIY logo and thing. How to become a podcaster, yada yada yada. So, what to expect in this course?
So, over the next 30 or so videos, we're gonna make sure you actually know what a podcast is. It's not a video.
Though a video version can be made, podcasts are meant to be listened to, as in audio.
Underline. Audio.
And that makes them great for multitasking.
And did you know there's a whole range of podcast content out there? Actual podcasts like Musical.ly or Brains On, to fiction like Eleanor Amplified or The Adventures of Power Dog in Dogland. Yeah, completely made up stuff. And we're not just talking bedtime stories for babies either.
No. And there's also a whole range of delivery and production styles that we'll walk you through too.
From super chill chit chat, like At Your Level, to full on audio soundscapes.
It's an art form.
Like Wow in the World, my personal favorite.
We'll also fill you up with some stats about why podcasts rock.
In case anyone challenges your dream to make your own, how dare they? Like,
yes, how dare you? Podcasts are awesome.
I bet you didn't know that most kids who listen to podcasts listen to the same episode again
and again and again.
guilty.
They do? I didn't know that. I don't do that. Do you guys do that?
Once you've got the lowdown on podcasts, you'll be on your way to choosing what kind you want to make. We'll then help you plan your first season and create your first episode.
And produce the all-important trailer.
Don't worry, we'll take you through each and every step, from researching it and writing it.
To finding the best mic and editing apps.
To getting the best of your voice. And, of course, editing and posting your podcast.
We'll even give you the lowdown on publicizing your podcast and building an all-important audience.
I think we've all got our work cut out for us. So, see you in the next video!
Okay, I think I've got most of it down, but I guess we'll see. Now, the next one is, what are podcasts? Which we already know, so I don't really... We'll watch it anyway, because we can. But yes. The music is very loud compared to the speaking.
Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, there was a thing called an iPod, an Apple device on which you listen to music. Now, of course, we just...
I still have an iPod. Wasn't that long ago.
...use our phone, but when the iPod came out in 2001, it was all the rage.
I had one. Well, three eventually.
Okay, it was a while ago.
I had one. Well, three eventually. And what happened when the iPod came on the scene is that bloggers started to record their words of wisdom or interviews with other wise folks to be played on the iPod.
And then even existing radio broadcasters, official media companies like the BBC and NPR, started to put out their words of wisdom to be heard on iPods too. You know where this is going, right? Yep. Before long, the word podcast was coined. What?
Talk radio by another name.
Radio? What's that? Kidding. So by the way, sometimes we call video posts podcasts, but definitely no.
Although recently there has been a trend to film the recording of your podcast or post your podcast audio on YouTube with just a single picture, like your logo, on screen in hopes of reaching new audiences.
I was gonna do something like that. I was thinking about animating my audio for some of my podcast episodes and posting them on YouTube, but I don't know, we'll see how it goes. I don't know if I will or not.
Yeah, that's on our list of things to do, but our list is long.
Yeah, but here is an important point to remember. The great thing about being audio only is...
Podcasts are screen-free entertainment. Ta-da!
Or education.
Oh, yeah. But screen-free has its bonuses.
Number one.
You can be to entertain for hours with no nagging from parents about too much screen time.
Number two.
That's true, that gets annoying.
You can do something else at the same time. And then multitasking.
Chores go much quicker when distracted by a cool podcast, trust me. And so do long, boring traffic jams.
Though I admit, sometimes I use like flop app and listen.
And in case you're not convinced, have a look at some of these stats from Kids Listen, a grassroots network of podcasters producing great content for kids.
80% of kids listen to a podcast more than once, and 20% of these kids listen to a single episode 10 times. Guilty as charged.
10 times for the same podcast?
Well, it was really good. Well, that's not all the Kids Listen survey found. After listening to a podcast, 75% of kids wanted to talk about what they've heard. And nearly two-thirds quote or act out parts of an episode.
Oh yeah, you've done that.
Over half tell others what they've heard or listen again, even go on a research mission to find out more about what they've heard. How is that for podcast power?
Okay. So what you're meant to be doing, what you're meant to do after listening to that or watching it, you're meant to do like challenges, but it's just ask about podcasts and tell us about your favorite podcast. So I'm not going to do those types of content. So the next part is types of podcasts, and this video is types of content. Which it's already told us about, mind you.
Whether you've just discovered podcasts or you've been listening to them for years, you might not be aware of just how many different types there are.
Like life, there's pretty much a full spectrum.
First, let's talk about the factual content, as in non-fiction real-life stuff.
Or you could say, informative content versus entertainment.
But in my humble opinion, all content should be entertaining. Otherwise, people won't listen. Well, kids will anyway. So what factual content are we talking about? Well, there's news podcasts, like ours, Newsy Palooza,
and the fabulous Squiz Kids, which is a mostly Australian show with Australian news, but super explanatory and fun.
There you go, Australians.
Then, for slightly older kids, there's Kids News and the 10 News.
All great ways to keep on top of current events.
And impressing the teachers.
Yes. There are also book review podcasts, like Book Club for Kids.
Or ones to help you learn another language, like Eat Your Spanish. Cool name, right?
Yes. And there's factual content on history.
That would...
Spanish is really hard to learn. It's either that, or we have a terrible teacher.
Be the fab podcast with possibly the best name in history, the past and the curious.
And anybody who read the great book about rebellious women who changed history, Midnight Stories for Rebel Girls?
Well, there's a whole podcast series on that. But mostly, there's a lot of fun, pretty straightforward content on... From Tumble to Brains On. And of course, Leela's favorite.
Not yet. I'm saving best for last. And there are even podcasts for
specific strands of science, like
space. From Reach, a space podcast for kids, to Deep Space High, a kid's guide to space.
And as if all that's not enough, there's the other end of the podcast spectrum, too.
Fiction! Yes, storytelling, folks. Not just movies and TV shows where you find fantasy and fiction. Who knew? I didn't until I stumbled across the Fantaculous podcast of the part journalist, part sleuth, named Eleanor Amplified, and the awesome sci-fi podcast, The Alien Adventures of Fantastia.
And the adorable Adventures of Power Dog in Dogland.
Those are all series, of course. So be prepared to binge.
Right. That's what mine would be, I think. Okay.
So, be prepared to binge listen.
Mm-hmm. Right, but there are podcasts with new stories
and characters
each episode.
Like Circle Around and Little Stories Everywhere. No, they're not baby stuff.
No, there's a lot of that out there, too.
And then there's fusion podcasts, the ones that like to mix fact and fiction.
Like Story Seeds, which has a creative chat between a kid and a children's author. And then the author writes a story based on that chat and reads it out loud on the podcast.
That would be pretty cool.
Or there's the terrific Book Power for Kids podcast.
The powerfully bookish family that reviews books and acts out their favorite bits. And last but not least...
The best, in fact, is the deeply nerdy, wild, and wacky fact mixed with fiction science podcast called...
No, we are not paid by any of these shows. We're just big fans.
Told ya. Podcast nerds.
And we're telling you all about these shows to inspire you, to let you know...
the sky's the limit.
And there's more.
I've actually never heard of any of those podcasts. Oh, there's also styles of podcasts, but we don't really need to watch or listen to all of these. Choosing a topic, done that. Scope the competition. Let's watch this one. I wonder if it actually tells you, like, where you're meant to be doing this. I want to see where it says enter.
And on the fiction end of the spectrum, if you really want to unleash your creative storytelling genius...
How about the Adventures of the Angry Umbrella?
The Angry Umbrella or the cool coffee cup trapped in a kooky house.
Like ours! But no matter how kooky your idea is, you've gotta research it.
First of all, for all you know, there could already be The Adventures of the Angry Umbrella or something similar.
Same for that.
Let's go look and see if there's a podcast called Adventures of the Angry Umbrella. Because I want to see. There's lots of Gloria Cat podcasts, but I mean, it doesn't matter. So, it doesn't really matter if you have the same podcast idea as someone else. Just because they have, like, the same podcast doesn't matter. Make your own anyway. Your content could be much different. Right, say, Angry Umbrella. Nope. Nothing. Didn't think so, but you never know. Anyway, back to that. Oh, it's gone. Okay, scope competition, research time, get writing. I don't think it tells you what to use. Anyway, we're not going to watch all of that, otherwise we'll be here for another 15 minutes, and most of you are probably bored already, because it's mostly just watching these guys, so, or listening in your case. But yes, I hope this inspired some people to make their own podcast. It would be very cool. Before we go, I want to have a look at some of my Apple Podcast reviews, because I haven't looked at those in a while. Well, I looked at them last night, but I want to answer them so I can. And they're both gone. Apart from Brambleheart and Spring Streams. Well, one of them was from Shadepaw, and they were saying, oh, thanks for playing them in Roblox, I think. Because, yeah, I did play with them in Roblox. Also, go join TCC Games if you haven't already. It's a Roblox group. And then they said they got stuck on my obby, at the end. Which, lots of people are getting stuck on the laser tunnel, and you just gotta kind of go through it slowly. But yeah, so thank you for that. There was also one from Cherry Cloud, and they said, they accused me of calling them judgy in my other episode. They were saying, they were like, when I said, oh, she's judgy, she was like, I've been your fan since I first got into Warriors. And she got into them the same way I did, actually, through the game, which is pretty cool. And that's awesome. That's awesome. I did not call them judgy. I listened back to that episode, and it was just me going, oh, just like, it was just a sigh. It wasn't me saying anything. Oh, goodness. I am sorry if you thought that, Cherry Cloud. I promise you I did not call you judgy. And she also said she was starting her own podcast, so I cannot wait for that. But yeah, so that was cool. If you want to leave me an Apple Podcast review, that would be awesome. I will probably read them out on the podcast. But yes, again, sorry I haven't posted very much. I've been quite busy, and I need some audio feedback. It was my birthday like 2 days ago, and I got a new mic. And yeah. Don't mind that. So yes. I got a new mic, and I'm not sure how the audio sounds, but yes, so yes. Thank you for listening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Sunshine's Workout Podcast, the cringiest podcast on the planet. Goodbye.